pasó, dalo bien. No sé lo que pasó. Am I doing enough for my people? Am I doing enough? Am I doing enough para la gente?
Para la gente.
Para mi gente.
Para la gente.
Para mi gente.
Para mi gente.
This is Radio Free Aslan, broadcasting from occupied territory.
I'm Ernesto James Morales, and this is the XTC. Welcome to the XTC poetry reading of Erotic Poetry Night.
This poem is called Tsunami. She rolls over me like a tsunami. The thought of her and I naked fills my dreams as I sleep. Intermittent waking filled with aching and dreamy memories of sweaty lovemaking. Languid motions of breast swaying rhythmically to the rolling grind of fleshy wide hips pumping on top of me, urging me to surrender the mysteries of my faith. Tsunami. This one's called Marcelina's Mantra. If you had written a poem for me, you would have memorized it, she said. So let me memorize and whisper in your ear while everyone watches. My poem murmur its way along your throat, down and around to its rendezvous, and then shout from a soapbox the idea this poem can't stand of not being about you. A poem that speaks softly and understands words do not touch physical but cause pain and love to happen. Your poem catches like a rock in your stomach and whispers to you when no one is there, touches your ear and tingles the way a lover's tongue should. Softly breathes life into your mouth, makes you want more than words, more than just a poem. It wants to be memorized and chanted in the most impossible places. A mantra of desire, the syllables of your wildest moment, when lust takes your reason and thought, reducing this poem to babbling, and then is gone. Astounding morning birds and capturing bewildered poets who watch and memorize this poem, waiting and doing so while everyone watches. I would never erase you or purge you or displace you, burn or tear you from my mind like warts under fire, to never close my eyes and see your lovely face, hear your breath race, heart pace on the wooden floor of my consciousness, rage against your absence, the confusion of you not being there, the lost stolen glances, the love between us. I could never erase you from my mind. Find a time when the thought of you was too painful to bear, love too heavy to wear. I see you in the moments we are alone, the time when just we, you and me are alone, the comfortable presence of each other's spirits, your arm through mine, legs intertwined. I look for you wherever I go, around every corner. I expect you are ready, waiting to join in the next adventure. And that is why I would never erase you, purge or displace you. I would go kicking and screaming, fighting and biting. And in the end, I would win, and I would have won something worth fighting for. The realization, everything is not perfect. It is what it needs to be.
I wrote this poem when I was down in Cleveland because my mom had surgery, and I was sitting out in the waiting room, and I wrote this for her. Lump in my throat, losing all hope, praying and praying my mother can cope. Can I take the pain away or just help her to embrace it another day? I wish she wasn't sick. I wish she wasn't old. I wish I would have done. I wish I would have just done what I was told. Been a good kid and had established goals. Instead, I rocked plaid with the fake icy gold. Out on the road, living life low. If I could do it again, I'd do it for her. Make wonders in this world and bask her in furs. She's the queen of my world, my number one girl. She's the twinkle in my eye, reason I get by. The smirk of my smile, the number that I dial. When life's getting wild, she'll hug me and kiss me and call me her child. Now I know why you did what you did, and I can see that we were some bad-ass kids. But no matter what happens or how long our life, I'll be right with you, right by your side.
It's a party. It's a party. There's no other word for it, and now I truly understand its meaning, a party. We gather around a keg, surrounded by booming bass. The dance floor is sticky. My body finds the beat to the rhythm of a song bouncing in the air. I am reminded that the girl behind me is too drunk to hold her cup, as the beer runs down my back. We drank and smoked until we got lost in the beats of the music, and the lines between women and men began to blur. There were just curves of hips, smell of sweat, smiles and twinkles of glossy eyes. We began relationships that would last a lifetime, or those that would just last the night. But tonight, we are all friends. But then there's you, your eyes jumping out at me, your face, your smile, pulling me in, heightening my excitement, and making me come to you. I want to drink you in and savor the taste. I yearn to feel the heat in my belly and the sting of my senses. A light's illuminated that I didn't know existed, and I see, seeing for the first time, that you are the intoxicant that will bring my inevitable hangover, the one that pains my head, but is so worth it. All right. Now, if you have not fastened your safety belts, this would be the time to do it. Not just another love poem. I love it when you look at me as though I am the only person in the room. Your stare melts me from the inside out, and I remember that I am sexy. My legs get weak and I moisten. My heart begins to pound faster. This is where my foreplay begins. Thick hands over hot flesh. We struggle, peeling away the clothes that get in the way. You expose my body to the cool air. I love it when you touch me. The glisten of excitement covers our bodies, strong grips at the root of my hair, hard kisses that taste like fire. This quick stinging of whipping tongues, pushing and pulling at my hips, wrestling with the hardness of our lust, drawing me into torrid fantasies, teasing my senses, resisting the urge to erupt, tying me down to your every stroke. The torture of awaiting the next best orgasm I have ever had, unrelenting vibrations shaking me to my core, the multiplicity of earthquakes radiating from within me. The power of electrocution is too much, and I scream out, I love it when you fuck me. This one's called My Pussy is Queen. Sometimes my pussy likes to get dressed up, sheds her inhibitions and lets it all hang out, wearing nothing but a silky see-through dress, insisting you pay her notice. She puts on her best jewelry, diamonds. Catching the light, blinding you with their reflection, she slips herself around you and you won't know what hit you. Sometimes my pussy gets lazy, wants to sit around eating ice cream in her favorite sweats, hidden under layers of blankets, hides away from the world and surrounds herself with comfort. Sometimes my pussy feels empowered, letting her hair grow long and wild in defiance of her socialization. She screams out, look at my bush. Isn't it beautiful? She strokes her bush, plays with her bush, makes love to her bush, and admires her bravery. She twists her hair into dreadlocks and basks in the freedom of her bush liberation. Sometimes my pussy likes to feel the wind brush her cheeks. She will shave herself bald and enjoy the sensation of wind, of water, of power. She parades her unveiled elegance and chance. Don't hate me because I'm beautiful. Sometimes my pussy is bad. Wearing leather and chains, she'll sneak out, steal, talk shit, break hearts, and be offensive. She revels in her delinquency. And later, she smiles as she recalls her naughtiness. But mostly, my pussy is smart. She knows what she wants and when she wants it. She has mastered the art of satisfying her needs. And this is how I know my pussy is queen.
I guess we ain't friends no more. Get a lot of talking done, sideways glances out in the open, like you don't know where I'm looking, and a half-joke to act as cover-up. Anyways. Barry lick and nip, tease, excite, and fuck under pretense. Watch a movie, says the plan, but thinking otherwise. Anyway. Trying to move on from the way your voice has got me by the hips and stirring up under every inch of skin. Whale building pressure and letting it simmer before another look comes and it all swells. Spreads out to chest, arms, legs, and every time eyes run down curves, lip, neck, thighs, chest, more of a surge shakes out until it's two bodies tearing at each other. Tap the spring. Drop the prose. It's all fucking profound, running prayers to each other and gods. But that's not nothing we got to talk about right now. Dirty. Hearing you say you're feeling dirty, so figure you need to get wet. Last thing I'll be is unhelpful. And gotta know where to start. Could talk about hands and exploration, search and learn and pinpoint locations where eyelids flutter and sighs like the back of my neck. Dig in a little deeper where muscles go taut, lower back waving outward and down, inner thigh and up. Just tracing routes for tongue to flow on and the occasional bite. Go on and spelling out your name till you're locking back to stop from yelling mine. Keep everything in hushing. Just mellow on waves till a crash comes down and just as dirty as before.
This poem is called Mystery Girl. The mystery girl loves to tell me what's on her mind. She loves it when I tell her she's the best, or when I rub her feet, or when I kiss her gently. She loves the time that we spend together. The pleasure that I inflict shakes her body from the love I show. We can make your ex jealous so that I'm always on your mind. Just tell me how or where you want your body loved. I don't use my hands to touch the land of the milk and honey. I'd rather taste your milk and honey. When you call me James, it drives my world crazy. So I bring out local and then you call me local as I drive your body local. As a cholo, I defend what's mine or I take it from the one who doesn't cherish it. The world stops when I take you from it and I bring you into mine. As we give each other intense relaxation, as we get our booming slow on, we are writing part two of Loco's most famous poem. Shivers fill the room and my mystery girl is revealed as the lights come on after we leave our favorite place to go together. My mystery girl loves the love that I give. It's the best, so I give it to my mystery girl and it never stops for no one.
Yo, baby, I got something I want to let you know. You see, baby, if thugs was drugs, then I would be the chronic. You better come get you some, Chula, before another ruka jumps up on it. Just trying to let you know, it's going down with this guapo bro. So now you know, and you say you want to puff on my joint. Well, I can only promise to take you to the utmost highest point. See, this Chicano's love is so potent that you can't cut on it, step on it, or water it down. Oh, you don't believe me? And you want to make fun and clown? Just give me a chance to dance in a cloud of ecstasy with you. And baby, I'll show you how I get down. You tells me that you kind of digging my verse, but that my game sounds like I'm trying to rehearse. So I figure I just got took out the box. And right before I was about to kick rocks, you say, yo, baby, if you're gonna give up macking it to me just like that, then what was the point? I said, so what you mean, ma? I say, and you say, shut up and pull out that motherfucking joint. Dedicated to my baby girl, Loca, right there. Motherfuck you and your ambitions to become a suburbanite. Go ahead and climb up your social ladder of success. What happened? You played activist, socialist, anarchist while you was in school. So you already know what kind of animal capitalism is, and you know what it does. This is a curse on you because you left the left. Your hands that you use to help cook for food, not bombs, you left. Now you sit typing in the Kush corporate office. May your hands get chopped off in a freak accident. Your voice that you use to chant righteous chants. The people united will never be divided. What are you talking about now? The mall, the new side in the cul-de-sac? Choke and die on your filet mignon, motherfucker. Your legs that you use to march for justicia, for peace, for May Day, you don't march no more because you driving a Jag. May you step on a rusty nail, get gangrene, and have to chop off your motherfucking leg. Your mind, you used to think of many different ways that you could help people out. You thought that you could just leave us behind and forget about us? May the souls of my dead brothers rest in peace. Ismo, Hav, Flacco, Little Flacco, Smokey, Mr. C, Buddhist, Showtime, Shadow, Hershey C, Orejas, Primetime, and Devious, my brothers, rest in peace. They will torment your thoughts for all of your days until either you return to the left or you are dead. It might have been better that you never knew, but now you know. Yeah, you know, puta bish. You know because you have seen with your eyes. Your eyes. Your eyes have seen the pain and sorrow in the hood. You have seen the pain and the tears on a child's face after the fucking migra took their daddy away. Your eyes, they used to be filled with compassion for such things. Now, where do you look to? Bleed, motherfucker. Bleed from your eyes till your eyes shrivel up like raisins.
But this poem is about Jose. It's called Wanted. Two-fisted Cholo spray painters apply within. To the Cholo cave, they said, and the smell of tacos dissipated as they left. Meanwhile, the two-fisted Cholo spray painter wielding his pistola cans of red and gold, covering bad paint jobs and drawing skulls in honor of the dead and Our Lady Tonatzin, giver of life and breath, chants, blessed be Mother Tonatzin, giver of life, lady of snakes, mother of God. Blessed be my little brown ones, blessed be my children who did not forget, says Mother Tonatzin, whose head of snakes frightened ignorant emissaries of the one true God. Am I not Mexico's mother, asks Tonatzin. Meanwhile, our two-fisted Cholo spray painting pistolero covers more bad art hidden on the back of buildings with placas of extraordinary intricacies. I did not forget, I did not forget, I did not forget, she whispers. We did not forget, we did not forget, we did not forget, we shout. The brown that holds us together in our special place. Not coffee brown, cinnamon brown, but Chicano brown. Down, down, Chicano brown, all around Chicano brown, Chicano with an X brown, hardcore Cholos chanting, we do not forget, we do not forget, we do not forget. Tonatzin, Lady of Mexicali, giver of life and breath, frightener of those too ignorant to understand her earthly beauty, brown, brown, dark brown, all around brown, brown as far as the mind sees, brown, brown, brown. Bless our children, watch over them, keep them safe, Our Lady, bless us, made in your image. We see you and laugh with joy, delight, pleasure. Dancing in honor of Tonatzin, the two-fisted Cholo spray painting pistolero draws blood on the wall and from the heart, dancing, laughing, singing. He does not forget, but recreates the face of Tonatzin in the myriads of faces he paints on walls, sheets, and canvases, creating, doing, living. Our two-fisted spray-painting pistolero makes love to Tonatzin and recreates himself again, safe in the Cholo cave, content with the progress of his aromatherapy and the smell of tacos.
All right, this is a poem I wrote just about things in my life that I've just thought about, put them together. 13, left home and lost my way. Still trying to make it back home this very day. Seems like life don't ever stop. Clawing to the top, nigga, it never stops. Cause the bottom's too filled with rage and hate. Niggas like me thinking, fuck it, it's way too late. I done already jumped the track going the other way. Spending too much money, than a motherfucker's got, spending too much money on this goddamn pot. Spending too much money to keep food in my mouth. Too much money to do bills in my house. And what's a young person like me to do? Watch the news, Michigan's unemployment's at 15.2. Spent my life trying to be someone else that the person that I was got stuck on the shelf. I'm lost, but I guess that's how it goes, being a Mitt-born Mexicano, 20 years old. Miles, I'm just gonna read this one too. Love is a funny thing, massive in power, confined to a ring. And the loss of it will leave a chasm like Sting. Now they all feel like a summertime fling. I still remember your eyes when I saw them butterflies, like karate kicks to my insides. But I persisted, wanted you to be my missus. 100 kisses, 100 great kisses, 100 belly kickings. My lady for the rest of the time. Stored pictures of your smile in my mind, so I could smile when I closed my eyes. But the way things go, there's no such thing as a perfect road. But the bumps and the cracks are why the story's told. So listen to this message that I unfold. Keep your heart close, never let it be sold.
Don't need a beat when we make our own. Between thrusts and curves, we write the song. Mark our notes on every twist. Get the spot before we change the pitch. Make you beg before I send you high. Sing it loud till we're out of breath. Wondering if we can walk tomorrow. Forget it when we start dancing now.
This one's called I'm Done. And it's kind of a work in progress. So if anybody has any helpful hints, I'll be glad to take them. I've escaped like Houdini. I've magically broken free of the chains and locks that held me and pulled back the curtain to find you imprisoned. So take my place in this hell you've created and make sure to think of me, because I'm going to erase you, put you in this box and forget you. Nowhere to get away from your crime. You can't escape the conviction of being buried alive. Your actions, your damnation, but it was my body. So rot. Rot in your box, scratching at the lid that won't budge under the weight of your guilt, screaming for help that will never come. But I'm done. You no longer have a hold on me. I've erased you, no longer able to think of you. The best you'll ever be. Vivid, involuntary memories. Hot, steamy, sweat-beaded memories. That's how you come back to me. Never whole, but that's how we were. I wish I could say that I loved you, but that's a lie. The truth is, I liked it just the way it was. Moments of perfect orgasmic poetry frozen in my memory, popping up whenever they feel like it. When I'm alone, like tonight, taking a moment to savor it, or surrounded by people, instantly wondering who saw my moment of euphoria. But there, frozen in those moments, you're the best you'll ever be. Vivid, involuntary memories. And this one, it's called My Son the Wrestler. He won, pinned him to the ground, excitedly explained the sweaty ordeal, tough boy muscles straining against each other. Twist, turn, flip, hard bodies banging into each other. Impossible to explain his actions without sounding like a friendly fuck. He's excited, you can hear it in his voice. And I'm excited too. How long did it take? Oh, about 15, 25 seconds. Oh, honey, don't worry, it'll get better. But the joke is lost on him. He's dreaming of his first victory. And I smile and say, I'm proud of you. And I smile inside because I am.
I'd like to thank everybody for coming out tonight that came out to support the XTC. We have a poetry event every last Wednesday of the month, so make sure you come out to the next one. All right, thank you.
This monthly podcast is brought to you by the Chicano Development Center, a 501c3 nonprofit organization dedicated to education and political empowerment through grassroots coalition building. We believe in the indigenous sovereignty of the Chicano people in the United States, and that true social and political change begins with the people. Our style of low-intensity organizing endeavors to build intentional communities within greater communities. The motivating force behind low-intensity organizing is to constantly challenge the status quo as to the treatment and economic status not only of Chicanos and other indigenous people, but of all oppressed people. At the Chicano Development Center, we believe that resistance begins with education, organization, and preparation. We believe that raza must take action on a regular basis, not just in times of crisis.
pasó, pensalo bien. No sé lo que faltó. Am I doing enough for my people? Am I doing enough? Am I doing enough para la gente?
Para la gente.
Para mi gente.
All about, so listen to my rhythm, scream that shout. Now move your feet to the grito beat, let the rhythm and the rhyme blow your mind. We rock to the east, we rock to the west. We're rocking as Jays, what we love the best.